I join with Pastors Brian and Melissa, our family pastors, in celebrating our graduates today. As I said a moment ago, Ansley and Elle are just, they've been a joy to watch grow and mature. And as Pastor Brian said, knowing them, having a front row seat to their work ethic, their dreams, their drive, their desires, they absolutely will succeed and excel in life, and we are cheering them on. We're cheering all of our students on. We've got lots of younger students that are still in the process and still working and moving from year to year. We're cheering these students on, and we're continuing this series today, Yes, You May. It is a series about divine permission, because we absolutely have the permission of God. And I want to do double duty today, because I want to speak both to our graduates and to all of us. I want to charge our graduates. I want to motivate them and speak into their lives spiritually, but I want to remind the rest of us that it is never too late. You understand, life is a series of beginnings and endings. Seems like once we get a handle on something, we're being asked to move on to the next thing that we're not quite sure about and have to go through the process of learning. You know, when you were a little baby, we've got some babies around, and they're trying to pull up, and they're trying to figure out crawling. And as soon as we learn to crawl, someone is inviting us to walk. And it seems like the moment we get steady on our feet and we get our balance and we're doing good with walking, then they're telling us to run somewhere. And I just got comfortable with the training wheels on my bike, and now they're taking those training wheels off, and I'm having to ride. And here are our graduates who have completed a dozen years of school, and now we want to know where you're going to college. What are you doing next? You're ending one thing and you're beginning another. Beginnings and endings. And the disciples experienced this as well. They had 3.5 years with Jesus, and they're processing an ending because he just left them, and they just experienced what we experienced a few weeks ago on Easter. They went through that incredible, harrowing experience of his death, and then the exhilarating excitement of his resurrection. They're trying to figure out what life looks like without him there instructing him or leading them physically every single day. They're processing an ending, and they are wrestling with a new beginning. And I want to look at John 21 today, which is where one of these stories unfolds for us. And I want to give you 4 permissions. I'm going to move quick because I've heard we got cake in the lobby, and I don't want to miss cake. But I want to give you 4 permissions from this text in John 21, and I think not only will it help our graduates, but it will help all of us. John 21, beginning at verse 1. Later, Jesus appeared again to the disciples beside the Sea of Galilee. This is how it happened. I love John. The book of John is my favorite book in the Bible. I love the detail. I love the emotion that John wrote with. I love the way he tells a story. I love the way he kind of backs himself out of the story personally and tries to push others to the forefront. But John said, look, I'm going to tell you a story. And some of you will find this story hard to believe, but this is how it happened. He said, I'm going to tell you there's truth here. There is advice here. There is counsel and there is coaching. Can I just tell all of us on this beautiful Sunday morning that life is so much easier when we listen. I'm already teaching. Life is so much easier when we listen. There are so many people in this room who can admit now, no way we would admit it then, but we can say it now that we are on the other side of it. The reason I got into that is because I didn't listen. The reason I fell, the reason I struggled, the reason I spent time in that crisis situation is because I didn't listen. Someone tried telling me, but I just could not hear them. So John said, I'm going to tell you a story, and I want you to listen, because in this story is truth. In this story is advice. In this story is counsel and coaching. And that's the role I'm in today. I'm going to be a counselor. I'm going to be a coach. I'm going to give some advice to our graduates. I'm going to remind the rest of us of some beautiful truths that if you will apply them to your life, they absolutely will make a difference. Look at verse number 2 and 3, because that's where our first permission is. Several of the disciples were there. And then he lists who was there. Simon Peter, Thomas, nicknamed the twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples. Simon Peter said, I'm going fishing. We'll come too, they all said. So I want to make sure that you see the scene today. Peter is there, Thomas is there, Nathanael is there, the sons of Zebedee, that's James and John, brothers, they are there. And then the Bible said that there were two other disciples who are not named for us. So that is a total of seven of these bros, seven of this crew, seven in this tribe. They are all there. And Peter says, I'm going fishing. And the crew says, you know what? We'll go with you. We want to go fishing as well. Here's the first permission today for our graduates, for everyone in the room and online. You may play. You may play. We'll give you some good advice today. You may play. You have to have some fun in life. I know at least in my house, it's been college applications and AP exams and just so many things going on that we've had to tap L on the shoulder a few times and say, hey, we got to relax a minute. You got to chill just a minute. Or, you know, life is just so stressful. Everything has become entirely too stressful. Everyone is feeling it in 2022. And you know what? It's doing damage to our minds. It's doing damage to our hearts. Our graduates have just completed a school experience unlike any other in modern times. When you flip them back and forth between virtual and in person, and all of the hoops they've had to jump through the last couple of years, and the struggle that it was to maintain grade point averages and to do all of the things that were on their list to accomplish. It's unbelievable that these two young ladies stand here today with all of those lists of accomplishments and so many things that are to their credit. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Peter is struggling in his new normal. He doesn't really know what to do. He came through a season where he didn't get everything right. He didn't do everything right. There were some missteps that he's had in the last few weeks of this experience playing out. And so Peter is reeling somewhat. He's uncertain somewhat. And so he says, you know what? I'll go fishing. But he doesn't go fishing alone. He doesn't go by himself. So allow me to charge everyone in this room. Do not do life alone. You've got to find friends. You've got to get a crew. You've got to get into a tribe. Find people who share your values, people who share your convictions, people who share your world view. If you're the only one in your crew who believes, on one hand, that's beautiful, but hear me, it's not spiritually healthy. You can't be the most spiritual person in your tribe. You've got to have some other people around you who can encourage and who can push you and who can help you. In fact, you need friends who ask you, are we just going fishing or are we quitting? Because we weren't sure exactly what was going on with Peter. We weren't sure if he was going fishing because he wanted to fish, or if he was going fishing because he was trying to see if the old life was still available to him. So you need people in your crew to say, hey, what exactly is going on? Are we fishing or are we going back? What are we doing? You need a crew that you can run with. You may play. You need people to have fun with. You need people to laugh with. You need people that can push you and propel you forward. Let me move on in this verse. So they went out in the boat, but they caught nothing all night. They went out in the boat, but the Bible said that they caught nothing all night. I mean, nothing like all night? Like, you know, 12 hours or started at 5 in the evening and you saw the sun come up and you caught nothing. I'm not a fisherman for this very reason. Just being honest, they took me, I caught nothing, I quit. Oh, it's just good to be out on the water. No, it's not. It's not. If we're not catching anything, then this is a failed experience. That this is very hard on their egos as career fishermen. Most of these disciples have come from a fishing background. They're supposed to know how to do this. But that leads me to our second permission in this text. You may sway. My kids are going to be horrified that all of these are going to rhyme, but you may play, but you also may sway. And this is important in 2022 because you have permission to struggle. You have permission to get frustrated. There is nothing easy about this life. This life is full of troubles and it's full of hardships. You say, oh, that's just true if you're an unbeliever. No, no, I've been a believer for a long time and have seen my share of struggles and have had plenty of frustrations and many more disappointments than I can count. I don't want to paint a picture that says get saved and everything becomes rosy and wonderful in your life. No, the Bible said that through much tribulation we're going to see the kingdom of God. People who are unbelievers are not going to see the kingdom of God. So the believers are going to go through some struggle and some difficult days and some challenging times. So I have to know that I have permission to sway and to struggle and to wrestle a little bit and to know that I'm going to be all right and I'm going to be able to make it even though life is not easy. Our graduates today that we're honoring, they were not born with silver spoons. They've had to work for what they've accomplished and it's been hard work. And I'm not discounting any challenge that they've had, and I'm not minimizing any struggle, but I need to tell you today that the work is just beginning, because adulting ain't for the faint of heart. It's not. Elle is going to Thailand for 3 months. Pray for her mom and dad. But I was with her just a couple of days ago when she learned there was not a Chick-fil-A in Thailand. They did have something else called, it's funny though, ask her at the table, she'll remember it by then, but it's their version of Chick-fil-A. Adulting, there's nothing easy about adulting. It's not for the faint of heart. You're going to have some hard days. You're going to have some long nights. You're going to have some cruddy circumstances. You're going to have some challenges that you're going to deal with in life. You may sway. So I'm telling you that the sway is going to be there. The give is going to be there. What you have to decide is that you will not quit. It doesn't matter how hard life gets. It doesn't matter how difficult the day is. You're not going to throw in the towel. It doesn't matter how disappointing any one single event may be in your life. I will not quit. Are there any testimonies in this room? Is there anybody in this room who will say, you know what, students, you know what, graduates, if you will stay with it, life does get easier. This area will get easier. That one may continue to be difficult, but if you'll stay with it and not quit, if you won't quit, this is so important. The next permission that we see in verses 4 and 5. The Bible said that at dawn, Jesus was standing on the beach, but the disciples couldn't see who he was. He called out, "Fellows, have you caught any fish?" "No," they replied. I want to make sure you can see this scene today, because it's early light, and they've been up all night, and it's been a very disappointing night. They really can't see up ahead. They can't quite make him out. They're just a little too far away. Oh God, help us. Help us stay close to you, that we always recognize you. Help us to stay near the cross. The old people used to talk about remaining, living in the shadow of the cross. I know it seems like there's real green grass over there. I know it seems like there's something exciting over there, but I've got to stay to where I can keep Jesus in full view of my life. And hear me, graduates, I don't know what the valedictorian's going to say this week. I don't know what the commencement speaker is going to say while you sit there on those chairs in a few days. I don't know what your favorite teacher will tell you as you wave goodbye, but let this pastor give you some good advice. Let me tell you this next permission. You may pray. You can play, you can sway, but you better pray. I dare you, I dare everyone in this room to pray every single day. I dare you to pray about your relationships and pray about your jobs and pray about where to live and pray about what to give. Pray about everything in your life. And I love this. I love what we see in the scripture. John is so honest. He said he called out. They were a little far out there. They couldn't quite see who Jesus was. But he called out to them. Jesus called out to the disciples. I'm wondering who he's calling today. I'm wondering who he's speaking to today. I'm wondering who's in this room or who's online that the Lord is standing. He's standing on a sure place saying, hey, let's talk. Let's talk about how things are going in your life. Are you okay? How's things? How's your night going? Have you caught any fish? And the disciples were honest, because they teach us that we too can be honest with Jesus. We don't have to sugarcoat it. I mean, let's be honest. Fishermen aren't real in favor of telling the truth when it comes to their fishing. But these fishermen were honest. No, we've not caught anything. Things are not going good. Why? Because I'm not going to play any games. I'm not going to mess around here. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. I may be fudging it with friends. I may be sidestepping direct questions from people in my life. But when I get in my time of prayer, I can't sidestep this. I've got to be honest about where I am, because Jesus absolutely knows where I am. I want to pray. I want to make sure that I've established a prayer life. And can I tell you today that a prayer life leads to a blessed life? Because there's one more permission I need to give you. But I need you to remember something, that all of this builds on the other. I mean, we can play, and we may sway, and we'll also pray. But everything builds on the other. Let me remind you what the Bible says in Romans 1 and 17. He said we go from faith to faith. Or 2 Corinthians 3:18. He said we go from glory to glory. Or Isaiah 28 and 10. Precept is on precept, and line is upon line. And there's here a little and there a little. All of this builds one on the other. All of the advice, all of the counsel, all of the chart, all of that builds one on the other. But let me reset this scene one more time, because these friends went fishing. These friends went fishing. They played. They spent all night catching nothing. They swayed. But Jesus meets them, and they're honest. They communicate. They prayed. But now look where Jesus takes them. Verse 6, then he said, throw out your net on the right side of the boat, and you'll get some. They just told him they hadn't caught any fish, so I'm going to give you some instruction. Throw your net out on the right side of the boat, and you'll get some. So they did. And they couldn't haul in the net because there were so many fish in it. We fished all night and still have nothing to show for it. We've gone to school for 12 years and I'm still not sure what I know. You know what's going on? You've been working only one side of the boat. Jesus said, this time I want you to drop your net on the other side. Here's the final permission. You may obey. You may obey. I love this, because this is the only way. This is the only way I could see. The only way I could see this in my mind today. Graduating. This is exciting. This represents living life on one side of the boat. Doing everything I've been taught to do scholastically. All the advice of teachers. All the counsel of guidance, counselors, mentors, people who tell me, hey, you got to do this to be successful in life. You've got to do that to accomplish what you want to accomplish in life. And you know what? All of that is good, and all of that is needing, and nothing is wasted. But you understand, on this graduation cap, the tassel will move from one side to the other. It represents us learning all we can learn. On one side is the best man has to give. And our graduates, they have soaked it up like sponges, the best, the best. I heard Elle talking at Honors Night the other night to one of her teachers, and he said to her after, you know, a tumultuous, challenging relationship, AP chemistry, and all the challenges that go along with that. And he says, I'm glad you took my class. And she said, well, you know, I think I'm coming around to being glad that I took your class. But then he began to speak some life advice to her, and I was just standing over there like, that's awesome, and that is really great. And I saw her accepting that and receiving that and agreeing with that. What is it? It's the best. It's the best he can give on this side. It's the best that he can offer on this side. But Jesus is saying, I want you to use your boat. I want you to use your poles. I want you to use your net. I want you to take everything you've learned on this side of graduation, everything you've learned on this side of the tassel, and I want you to join all of that with what I can do. I want you to join everything you learned over here with my obedience. Be obedient to me. Put your net, your skill, your knowledge, your desire right where I tell you to put it, on the right side of the boat. Turn your tassel. I pray that turning your tassel this week will mean something altogether different to you. I learned a lot over here, and there's so much to be proud of, and I'm so thankful for everything that I've experienced. This represents all of my A's and all of my clubs and all of my accomplishments and all of the things that I've gathered. But on this side, oh, no. Now I'm going to take all of that, and I'm going to be obedient to God's plan for my life. And you know what? I'm going to have more blessing than I know what to do with. I'm going to have more success than I know what to do with. I'm going to have more accomplishments than I know what to do with. I'm going to take all I've learned, and I'm going to allow God to anoint it, and I'm going to allow God to bless it. And I'm going to graduate and turn this tassel. Why don't you stand with me one more time? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What is it that you need God to anoint today? Need God to bless today? I've learned so much on this side of the tassel. I've experienced so much. I've walked through so much. I've survived so much. There's people in this room, you never went on to college, but you have a PhD in life. You never went on to higher education, but you've got probably the highest education there is. It's a doctorate in common sense. What if we take all that we've learned in life and we say, God, how do you want to use this? I know I sling this wrench 40, 50 hours a week. But right now, it seems like my purpose is divorced from my job. It seems like my spiritual is disconnected from my mechanical. How do I marry these two? How do I get these two living in the same space? How can I take everything I've learned in life and see it anointed and blessed so that it can make a difference in someone else's life? That is what God wants to do for every single one of us. Father, we've prayed over our graduates today, and I had yet more prayer, heaps upon each of these today. Ansley and Elle, your blessing and your strength and your favor, purpose, passion. But Lord, so many others in this room right now, so many people dealing with life. They see themselves out there in that boat trying to make it happen, trying to pull it together, trying to make ends meet, trying. They've spent a little too long in that sway permission. Maybe someone's been there for weeks. Maybe someone's been there for months. Maybe someone's hearing this word today that's been swaying for years, and you're ready. You're ready, Lord, to graduate them and move them beyond struggling to thriving and living with great purpose. Today, I pray. I pray for someone that's ready to make that decision, someone that's ready to make that choice, someone that's ready to say yes. Yes, while heads are bowed and eyes are closed, if you're in this room and you know, hey, I'm ready to say yes, would you just raise your hand right where you are? I'm tired of the struggle. I'm ready to move into a new position, a new place. Thank you. I see that. God bless you. I don't want to just sway. I want to pray and I want to obey. And I want to live a blessed life. Pray this with me. Say, Jesus, I'm ready. I'm not going to miss my moment. Will not miss my chance. Today I repent of everything that's held me back, everything that's kept me from accomplishing or being who you've called me to be. Today I say yes to your will. Today I say yes to your plan. Today I say yes to your call. It's not mine anymore, it's yours. I give my heart to you. I give my mind to you. I say yes in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Can we give Jesus praise today? Hallelujah. What's my hair look like? Does it look funny? Up under that cap, I'm a little worried. Amen. We're going to celebrate graduates out in the lobby. Hang out for a minute. Join me for a piece of cake. That's a good day when you have dessert before you have lunch. That's a blessed day. But listen, if you prayed that with us today, we want to resource you. We want to equip you. We want to help you know what to do next, what steps to take next. Physical copies right here in this room on either side of the auditorium at the Yes banners. You can pick up one of these. You can get one out in the lobby as well. Or if you want that to come to your phone, if you're online with us today, text the word follow, follow, F-O-L-L-O-W, to 404-777-4701. We're going to send you a link. Fill that little bit of information out, including your email address, because we'll email that to you in just a few minutes. You can read it right there from your smartphone. Can we give God praise one more time? He is the King of glory. He does deserve our praise today. If you want to spend a few moments in worship, you can do that. If you need to go, God bless you today. Just want to be with you. King of glory, fill this place.